Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 17, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Orange Money and Jordan Post join forces. Orange Money and the Jordan Post Company have signed an agreement to boost digital financial services in Jordan. Ozone API partners with Thistle Initiatives. UK-based Ozone API has announced its partnership with Thistle Initiatives to allow FIS to implement PSD3 and achieve fast open banking compliance. Backbase renews partnership with Navy Federal Credit Union. Backbase, a provider of engagement banking platforms, has announced the renewal and expansion of its partnership with Navy Federal Credit Union. Snowdrop and PwC augment digital banking in the Middle East. Snowdrop Solutions has partnered with PwC Middle East to bring its transaction enrichment API to banks and payment providers in the Middle East. Unicorn Council for UK Fintech launches policy recommendations. The Unicorn Council for UK Fintech has published 6 core recommendations for policymakers, deemed critical to maintaining the region's position in the landscape. Walker Car Sales taps EcoPay's open banking payments. UK-based used car dealer Walker Car Sales has chosen EcoPay's open banking payment solution to cut card-related costs. Toom expands in the Middle East and launches regional HQ at ADGM. Toom has announced its expansion into the Middle East, as well as the development of a regional HQ at ADGM in the region of Abu Dhabi. Solaris integrates with PXP Financial. Payment orchestration provider Solaris has integrated with PXP Financial to augment payment processing for businesses on a global scale. CIP announces a strategic partnership with Paint. Payment solutions provider CIP has announced a strategic partnership with Paint to expand the former's payment product portfolio. TokenEx to merge with IxoPay. Cloud tokenization provider TokenEx has announced its strategy to merge with IxoPay to enable merchants to optimize the overall use of multiple payment processors. Rapid Finance joins forces with Sophie's Galileo. Rapid Finance has partnered with Galileo Financial Technologies to announce the launch of the Rapid Access MasterCard. Aurora Payments launches Arise. Aurora Payments has introduced the Arise payment platform, a cloud-based, payment-agnostic payment system designed for SMBs. JP Morgan teams up with Kodat on driving virtual cards adoption. Fintech Kodat has launched its supplier enablement data product for businesses to easily share their spend and supplier data from ERP systems and account software. MasterCard partners with Onafreak. MasterCard has partnered with Pan-African payments provider Onafreak to provide payment solutions to consumers and SMEs in Africa. ID now launches a new version of its Video Ident Flex service. Germany-based identity verification platform ID now has launched a new version of its expert-led video verification service. Danish POS startup FlatPay raises 45 million. Danish fintech POS startup FlatPay has moved into unicorn territory with a 45 million investment led by Don Capital with participation from Copenhagen Seed Capital. Canada's real-time payment system won't launch before 2026. The launch of Canada's oft-delayed real-time rail, RTR, payments system will now not happen until at least 2026, with new tech partners IBM and CGI brought into the process. Just opens European HQ in London. Just, the pioneering chargeback mitigation company, has announced the opening of its European headquarters in the heart of Camden Market, London. NatWest boosts cross-border payments with StoneX. The payments division of StoneX, StoneX Payments, will supply NatWest with third-party delivery and international FX payment systems, allowing the bank's corporate clients to transfer money to more nations with ease. Barclays reports large spike in investment scams. Barclays Bank is calling for social media platforms to act fast to improve verification of financial adverts after reporting a large spike in investment scams. CFIT advances open finance pilots for consumers and SMEs. The UK Centre for Finance, Innovation and Technology, CFIT, is to build two working prototypes of open finance applications for providing financial advice to vulnerable consumers and to speed up credit assessments for SME loan applications. 10x to build centers of excellence in the UK, US and India with Deloitte. Core banking vendor 10x Banking has enlisted Deloitte to target credit unions, building societies and mutual banks in the US and UK. XN26 staffers raise 35 meters for embedded finance startup. FinMid, a German financial infrastructure provider targeting B2B marketplaces, has emerged from stealth with 35 million in early stage equity funding. FinTech leads the way for UK technology investment. FinTech is back on top as the UK's most funded startup sector, according to new analysis from HSBC Innovation Banking and Dealroom. Revolut releases financial crime and consumer security report. Revolut, the global financial app with more than 40 million customers worldwide, has today announced the release of its first financial crime and consumer security report, containing exclusive scam and fraud insights. NAB to offer a year of free cybersecurity software to business customers. NAB is urging Australian small businesses to enhance their cybersecurity, today announcing it will offer a year of free cybersecurity software to business customers. Kogo and Personetics join forces for climate-conscious banking. Carbon footprint tracking expert Kogo has announced a partnership with Personetics, the global leader in AI-based personalized engagement platforms for financial institutions, to make it easier for banks to provide their customers with climate-conscious banking solutions. BN expands its network. Independent Not-for-Profit Standards Association BN has announced the development of its network, as well as its commitment to optimizing its banking solutions. WSFS Bank launches Early Pay. US-based WSFS Bank has rolled out Early Pay, enabling customers to receive eligible direct deposits early. EBA, EIOPA and ECB establish a common governance framework. The EBA, EIOPA and ECB have established a common governance framework to collaborate on the DPM 2.0 standard. NEOM becomes a financial service provider in New Zealand. US-based payments provider NEOM has announced its official registration as a financial services provider in New Zealand. Onvay and ScrapRite revolutionize scrapyard payouts. Onvay, a corporate payouts platform, has announced a partnership with recycling management software company ScrapRite. Visa bundles products for click-and-mortar retailers. With a new fast-growing segment of click-and-mortar, shoppers who rely on digital features to shop both online and in-store, merchants are managing complex technology as they work to provide consistent payment experiences. URBN selects Stripe as primary payments infrastructure. Stripe, a financial infrastructure platform for businesses, today announced a partnership with URBN to power online and in-person retail payments for Urban Outfitters, Anthropology Group, Free People, and FP Movement. JP Morgan using Codat Data API product to drive adoption of virtual card for B2B payments. Codat, a leading business data API provider, announces the launch of its new supplier enablement data product. Commercetools and PayPal take on ShopPay. Amidst the buzz of Commercetools' groundbreaking global conference, Elevate, the Global Commerce Summit, attendees were treated to a series of key announcements that followed a theme anchoring on community, expanded opportunities, and flexible solutions to solve increasingly complex problems. Clearstream invests in digital vault services. Clearstream, Deutsche Börse's post-trade business, intends to make an investment in Digital Vault Services, DVS, a pioneering fintech offering issuance and safekeeping services for digital bank guarantees and sureties in Europe. Lithuania's fintech sector shows steady growth. Lithuania's financial technology sector remains robust and forward-moving, affirming its place as a key hub for fintech innovation in Europe. Finastra launches online marketplace for retail lending. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, today announced the launch of the Solution Store, an innovative online platform that offers customers the convenience of browsing and purchasing Finastra retail lending solutions. BN adds 19 members. BN, the independent not-for-profit standards association, is announcing that 19 new members have joined the growing organization, bringing the total number of members to 98. This momentum has helped BN further its commitment to forging a new era of banking. Mox appoints Igor Lau Chief Customer Officer. Mox Bank Limited, Mox, today announced the appointment of Igor Lau as its new Chief Customer Officer, CCO, effective the 1st of April 2024. Igor's extensive experience in Mox, coupled with his profound understanding of customer needs, solidifies Mox's dedication to putting customers at the heart of its operations. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.